Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Andy.
Where are you, Andy?
In Liverpool.
How can I help?
It's about what you were saying before about staying alive being a good way to remember the rhythm for CPR.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this with Alicia earlier. If you want to do CPR, if you have to do CPR, then it's the same beat on the chest as Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. As Chappers will now demonstrate.
No, I can't, though, can I?
Do it on the desk. That is actual fact.
That's actually quite good for me, because I have no rhythm or musical sense whatsoever, and I actually stayed in time there.
Okay, so what are you saying, Andy?
Well, I've done a few first aid courses, and on the ones I've been on, we've been taught to remember Nelly the Elephant. If you go through Nelly the Elephant twice, it actually gives you not only the right rhythm, but the right number of beats to do before you have to do your rescue breath.
Oh, okay. Right, well, let's try and check that out now. So this is also good for CPR. It's Nelly the
Elephant. A travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
Andy?
Yeah.
I'm all over the place here.
What happens in the bit where they go, whoa?
Well, it's only the fast bit you need to do it on. Just the Nelly the Elephant bit.
I thought you'd have to, like, run up to them, like, whoa, here I come.
This is Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Ellen, age 13, off of Bognor Regis, man, as she puts it on her text, says this is another great track to do CPR to.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Obviously, it does work.
Well, it does work.
But it's not very reassuring for the patient.
No.